Hi, this is a procedure recording for Deltonia Pang, Deltonia, last name is Pang, P-A-N-G, date of birth 8-8-1970, date of accident 12-21-2021, and date of procedure is 3-15-2023. The procedures are being done are as follows: intra-articular injection of the left knee, intra-articular injection of the left hip with guidance, and injection of the greater trochanter bursa. The medical indications for the procedures are ongoing severe pain in the left knee and left hip, affecting walking and other ADLs. The MRIs that have been done do show positive findings in the area of left knee with the knee joint effusion, anterior cruciate ligament sprains, subcutaneous soft tissue edema around the anterior aspect of the knee, and patella alta with edema signal. In addition, in the left hip, there is a left hip effusion at the superior lateral margin of the acetabular labrum with tear, and degenerative arthropathy of the left hip joint with different. An injection at the intra-articular injection of the left knee and left hip, and also the greater trochanteric bursa should bring reasonable relief immediately. And is being done today. Patient is given the consent. Intra-articular injection of the left knee is done according to the protocol. Intra-articular injection of the left hip also is done according to the protocol. And in case we don't have a template, I will dictate it like this. The patient was, after signing the consent, the patient Deltonia Pang was taken to the fluoroscopy suite, and he was draped, and the area of the left hip was exposed, and the area of injection was checked, was marked by the marking pen. Then aseptic cleaning was done with betadine and alcohol. Sterile drapes were applied, and under the vision of the fluoroscope, the area between greater trochanter and lesser trochanter was marked, and medial to the line between greater and lesser trochanter, and watching the femoral nerve, artery, and vein, the injection was carried out successfully. First, a Omnipaque injection 150 was injected to find the locate the area, and after making sure of the area, then an injection of the 10 cc's of dexamethasone with betadine was provided. Patient successfully tolerated the procedure. The injection of the greater trochanter bursa was done like as follows. Patient was requested to lie on the side with left hip superior. The area of the greater trochanter was felt. Most tender area was identified and marked. After achieving asepsis with alcohol and betadine, an injection of 5 cc's of dexamethasone with the marking was injected into the left greater trochanteric bursa. Patient reported relief of pain significantly. A bandage was applied, and patient was returned back with stable vital signs. Thank you.